We've got a woman on the phone for a second date update today who says that she regrets not going out with a guy that she was supposed to see.
Okay, that's good.
And her name is Elizabeth.
Why are you...
Elizabeth, how are you?
Hi, it's actually Elizabeth-er.
Elizabeth-er?
Okay. I thought that was just a typo on my sheet.
No, that's my name.
Okay, Elizabeth-er.
It's just Elizabeth, and then you add an E-R.
Oh my God, she wants to hang up on us. She hates us. Do you know how many times you've had this conversation in your life? Let me guess, 8 billion.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, well, could we just call you Liz?
No, I mean, Elizabeth-er is my name, so I like to go by my name.
Can we call you Er?
Okay. You guys,
you want all five syllables to be heard. All right. Elizabeth-er. Yeah. So you said that you regret not going out with the guy. What was his name?
His name is Ben.
Okay. Very short. One syllable to your five. I like that, Elizabeth-er.
Well, maybe that's short for his real name, Benjamithinaminin.
Oh my God, we gotta stop. I'm so sorry. I'm really happy you listened and you're on the phone with us.
Just Ben.
Okay, just Ben. Sorry. Yeah, got it.
I don't mean to make you angry. It's to tell us about Ben.
We'll stop.
Okay.
Where'd you meet him?
So we met 6 months ago through friends.
Oh, wow. That was a long time. Yeah. Was it like a setup where you were supposed to go out on a date or you just like were friendly?
No, we're just part of the same friend group.
Okay.
So we've never actually had a one-on-one date. We've just hung out in groups.
Oh. Okay. And when did you start, liking him?
Well, I just like him as a friend. He's a sweet guy. He really is. He's kind of shy, though. He's not really, like, my type. Huh. He's not the hottest guy ever.
Okay.
Wait, so you're regretting not going out with him so you can friend zone him and show him where he belongs? Like,
no, I'm actually trying to help him out.
Tell us what happened.
Well, we were at a bar with a group of people, but then the group went to go order us another round, and it was just me and him sitting down for a couple minutes. And he's a telemarketer. That's like what he does. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of acting nervous and shy. Like, and he said, there's something going on at work. So I just tried to be a good friend and was like, well, what's going on? Like, what's wrong? So he said he needed to ask me something. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So he told me he actually won this award. He was named like telemarketer of the year at his job. And I was like, well, that's awesome. Like,
they have an award for that?
I don't know. God.
The one guy who actually did work.
The Oscars of telemarketing.
The award that you want to hide, because if anyone finds out you do that much telemarketing, they hate you.
Yeah, you're the best at it, apparently.
Yeah,
he was real proud of it. He's really passionate about what he does.
Okay.
Hey, you're good at what you do, right?
I guess you have to be if you're going to interrupt a lot of 60-year-olds' dinner time, you know?
Right.
So what was the problem?
So apparently, along with this award, there's also this big gala that they have, this big dance and dinner for all the winners.
Gala.
Gala?
Like a telemarketer's ball?
It was, telemarketer gala.
Oh,
wow.
Everyone, don't you just want to go and interrupt it all the time?
Just
every 5 minutes?
All the world's worst people in one room together.
Okay.
Wow. Well, he was really excited about it, but he wanted me to accompany him.
Uh-huh.
He assured me it would just be as a friend, no strings attached, it didn't mean anything more.
And you said no to that?
I said no.
I don't blame you, girl. Honestly, a telemarketer's ball, what I would want to do on a Friday night.
It could be any job's ball. If they're having a big celebration, that's important to any company.
I don't know.
It's not a very good friend move to say no. You gotta admit to that.
Totally.
Well, I know, but I just fear like you go to this gala, you're all dressed up.
Yeah.
I'm not positive that he's going to try and keep it just friends.
Oh, yeah. I know how those telemarketer balls go. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Get crazy.
I just want a second of your time. Next thing you know,
dress is
off.
And you're on a cruise for 10 days. You don't know how you ended up with that.
You're committed to it.
So where are you at now?
So now I just found out that he asked another friend of ours, and she said yes to go with him.
Good.
But she is nasty. Like, she is not a nice person, and she talks crap about him behind his back all the time.
Aww.
And then I found out that he was going to pay her $200 to be his date.
Whoa!
Right.
Dang.
That's where your regret really set in.
Yeah.
For once, you were going to get paid by a telemarketer.
Well, yeah, and I'm like, at that point, are you like a paid escort? for it. Like, that's weird. And yeah. she doesn't even like him. So she's, like, using him for money, using him for, like, a nice night out and a nice dinner. Like,
yeah, you should be using him for money and a nice night out. Not this random girl.
No, that's why I contacted you. I want him to ask me to go again. Like, I want to go with him because this girl is awful. And honestly, he doesn't have to pay me. Like, I'll go because I feel bad for him.
Well, that's tricky, though, because if he's a nice guy, he's not going to dump a date, even if he's paying for her. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just goes against nice guy protocol.
Yeah.
That's why I contacted you guys. That's why I need your help, because I need to tell him to take me instead.
We're gonna... You went from, like, no date to girls fighting over
yeah,
him?
Yeah, this
awesome.
Is pretty fun. He's going to love this.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play a song, come back, and call Ben for you and try and get you a second date update, all right, Elizabeth-er?
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Hold on.